Chapter 1. The 5 W's of Budget. I grew up on the east side of Detroit, Michigan. Raised by my single mother, I watched her work hard to support my two older brothers, my sister, and me. Every single day, she worked crazy hours and took the bus to work, and although she made life wonderful for us, looking back as an adult, I know, financially, we were barely getting by. Fast forward from that time as a child to when I joined the Army as a finance soldier, I was single and broke. I would use the money to send home to help support my mom and sister. I didn't want much, but somehow I still lived paycheck to paycheck. Going a little further in my time in the Army, I married Kalisha, another finance soldier who has now been my wife of 11 years. We had two children and two incomes. We still lived paycheck to paycheck, although we still had some really good financial habits then. I highlight these moments in my life to note that I have been broke in many more ways than one. I will highlight some moments when the notion of being broke changed for us, but I plan to cover it in detail in another book. As crazy as it has been, it'll likely be a movie. When my mind and heart changed, so did my finances. One of the first moments I realized that I needed to change financially was when my mother died. At the time, I was in the Army, living paycheck to paycheck. I barely had enough to make it back home for the funeral. In fact, I had to take an over 24-hour long bus ride from Killeen, Texas to Detroit, Michigan. On top of the madness within a ride that went from Dallas, Memphis, and Louisville, I ran into more problems when I arrived in Detroit. There was an issue immediately affording flowers to go onto my mother's coffin. My pride wouldn't let me tell my family I didn't have it, so I literally gave my last dime to pay for those flowers. You may not experience this low point in your finances, or perhaps you may have a more troubling story. The point to take away from this is that it happened, and I was ready to change. For some of you, it may be wanting to buy and own a home or a new car, or it may be paying off student debt. But regardless of what it is, you have identified your first two W's in the first five W's, your what and why. Why you want it is just as important as what you want. Before I go any further, the first five W's of finance are who, what, when, where, why, and when. I know that is six W's, but I want you to remember, want to win. The first five W's are your first tools to analyze your financial situation and plan your budget. The details are important. Be specific about your goals. It allows you to be realistic about your situation. That is why the five W's are the first tools you should use to analyze where you are in your financial journey and where you want to be. It also allows you to better address items when it is time to take action. For example, stating, "I want a car," is vague and leaves room for questions and does not create action. Now, using the five W's and saying, "I want a Ford Mustang from the Ford dealership up the street that is priced at $30,000 by December 2022 so I don't have to walk to work in the winter," allows me to move right into a realistic analysis of my financial situation and sets the stage for me to take the next step of planning my budget to get it. As you create your five W's of finance, I want you to focus on your why. Again, the details are essential. In my last statement, my why was that I didn't want to walk to work in the winter weather. I can be more flexible in accomplishing this goal based on my why. Sometimes we don't give ourselves liberty because we are trying to keep up with the Joneses, or perhaps we have a misconception of what is financially necessary. We will get to that later. I can't stress enough how important the details are when you are goal setting and analyzing where you are in your journey. It can either elevate you to the next level or set you back. So ensure you are implementing the five W's and don't forget the sixth, to win.